USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
D.C. police report a Virginia man was arrested Friday when he tried to enter a restricted area near the U.S. Capitol with unauthorized credentials, a loaded handgun, and about 500 rounds of ammunition. Wesley Allen Beeler of Front Royal, Virginia, was stopped by U.S. Capitol Police about 6:30 p.m. Friday local time. He's about a half mile away from the Capitol building. NASA ignited all four engines of its giant space launch system for the first time on Saturday, but the hot fire test ended much earlier than expected. Mounted in a test facility at NASA's Stennis Space Center in Mississippi, the 8-minute test to simulate a launch off the planet only ran about a minute before it unexpectedly shut down. The U.S. Geological Survey announced an earthquake measuring a magnitude of 4.5 rattled Northern California just after 8 p.m. Pacific on Saturday night. The quake was felt around much of the San Francisco Bay Area. The epicenter of the quake was about 30 miles northeast of Monterey, California. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Caravans of people wanting a life in the USA are on their way.
Part of the caravan of migrants from Honduras was blocked by Guatemalan security forces as they tried to cross into the country on their way to the United States. Officials estimate more than 9,000 people are part of this caravan. Mark Morgan says this could be the first of many groups who see a change in immigration policies as an opportunity to make for the U.S. The acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Fox News they foresaw this outcome because of the statements from the incoming Biden administration.
With the new administration's immigration strategies, which really are akin to open border strategies, we knew this was going to come, and it's already happened. It's not just 1,000. Right now, we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000. And one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is about located centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated it would with this rhetoric from the new administration on the border.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The divisional playoffs are halfway completed Sunday morning. Taking a look at Saturday's games, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Green Bay Packers are heading back to the NFC Championship game after knocking off the Los Angeles Rams 32-18. Aaron Rodgers threw for 296 yards and two touchdowns, while Aaron Jones added another 99 yards and a score on the ground. They await the winner of Sunday's matchup between New Orleans and Tampa Bay. And the Buffalo Bills are headed back to the AFC Championship game for the first time in 27 years after beating the Baltimore Ravens 17-3. Buffalo's Taron Johnson tied an NFL record with a 102-yard interception return for a touchdown. The Bills will take on either Kansas City or Cleveland in next week's AFC title game. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Sunday's playoff games will be entertaining. The Cleveland Browns will be going into Kansas City to play the Chiefs at 3:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Then Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to New Orleans and play the Saints 6:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Tech mogul Elon Musk took to Twitter last Thursday to slam Facebook, essentially telling everyone to bail on Facebook because of its intrusive policies and what they do with your personal information. Musk instead recommended users choose the app called Signal. This isn't the first time Musk has publicly sparred with Facebook over privacy concerns. Back in 2018, he had his own personal Facebook page removed and those of his companies Tesla and SpaceX. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.